Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
And keep beating ourselves up.
Nobody's going to feel sorry for you.
I'm completely internally motivated, excited to get back out there. Hey, let's go, let's shake it up. Way too close, don't play around. We dominate, we dominate. I can make them shake, I can make them pop.
I can make them roll, I've been on a roll, I've been on a watch. Claiming I'm your op. Get back to business. Come on, big timing.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, ESPNU, and the ESPN app. You can listen to us live on the ESPN app, presented by Progressive Insurance. Key J, good morning, good morning.
One of my buddies texted me about his tickets to the Super Bowl for if the Niners make it.
Arizona, you going? We going?
We should go as a show probably this year, right?
Radio
Row.
Yeah, I don't think. I think it's gonna be difficult for us to go as a show.
You just don't want to hang out with us. Be honest.
No. I just don't think. Times have changed. Things have changed. People receive the information different nowadays, and so you know.
I do know that usually, you know, national shows, serious shows, they Radio Row for the Super Bowl.
Does Key know something?
What? Breaking news.
We'll talk
about that offline.
Yeah. But my buddy was texting me because I gave him some tickets one time from a friend of mine who played for the 49ers, tickets to the game, and he was sitting by the lights. They were bad seats.
Sure.
And I was like, they good. I'm getting them from a player. You fine. Dude gave him seats like one row from the lights. He was like,
what's the point of me asking you for tickets? They're going to be bad tickets.
Not like Jay Will seats. Jay Will gives you seats. You're sitting
court. They were not my tickets. They were not my – and he's been obviously listening to us about the 49ers and the trade and the whole deal.
Listen, McCaffrey, usually a running back does not affect Super Bowl odds, but McCaffrey is not just a running back.
But the last time I gave him tickets is when San Francisco were in the Super Bowl in Miami, and I gave him Super Bowl seats. And he was at the 50-yard line.
So not too shabby.
Because that's the one.
So, guys, both Arizona Cardinals coach Cliff Kingsbury and quarterback Kyler Murray, were given big contract extensions in the offseason.
Along with Steve Keim, the general manager.
And the general manager. See, and now, last night, toward the end of the second quarter, right?
Yep.
The cameras clearly caught Kyler Murray saying repeatedly, with an intense and angry look on his face, calm the bleep down as he was walking toward the sidelines. he was barking it like his head was bopping as he said, like barking it at Coach.
Oh, then he takes a swig.
Now,
and he's back at him again.
He did have a receiver last night back on the field in DeAndre Hopkins who had 10 receptions for 103 yards. Right? And they won 42-34. And, Jay, I know it was defensive stuff and everything, the two pick sixes that contributed to the win. But still, I don't think it's coincidence that the alpha receiver comes back, 10 receptions, and they win 42-34 over the New Orleans Saints that snapped an eight-game home losing streak. Eight straight losses at home. DeAndre Hopkins back. Boom, a win. But Kyler Murray, of course, was asked after the game about the incident with Kingsbury. This is what he had to say.
He's real animated over there on the sideline sometimes. So it's always, it's never, calm down. We're good. We're going to make it right. We ended up scoring. So that was good. But, that's all I was saying. Just chill out. Clock was running down. And we couldn't have got off the play that we were trying to run. So I guess it was my fault. I'll take it. I don't know.
I guess it was my fault. It probably was his fault. He didn't need to probably get at the coach that way, but he did. I don't know what transpired for Kyler Murray to go all in on Cliff Kingsbury, but sometimes Cliff Kingsbury looks lost on the sideline as a coach, and you just never know. Coaches, they tend to get on your damn nerves in a game because they're doing too much. They're coaching. They're trying to manage the team. They're trying to manage you, and he's the quarterback, and he's probably trying to give some suggestions, and Cliff's not listening, and it just becomes – something that spirals out of control. I don't have a problem with it. I actually think it's good for him. It's good for him to be able to talk to Cliff Kingsbury that way and Cliff being able to take it.
Doesn't it seem, though, Jay, like Kyler Murray got an extension? much harder to move him than move Coach, even though Coach also got an extension. It's not for the same money. It's not as hard to move.
$25 million versus $200 million
and something. And there's also no dead cap hit for a coach, all this kind of stuff. And now Kyler Murray, feeling it, is kind of barking at Cliff Kingsbury. We always think of them as attached at the hip, right? Because Texas Air Raid, all this, you know.
Texas Air Raid.
Texas Tech Air Raid type style, yeah.
I think this is a really big deal. Mm-hmm. And I want to hear more about what happened. And I get, like, players and coaches fight all the time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's stuff that just always goes down. But the best coaches are the ones that can manage personalities, right? So there's already been called into question a lot of the scheme that Cliff Kingsbury brings to the field, right? That's been called into question. But if you look at the NFC West, it's kind of open. But there's a move made last night with Christian McCaffrey to the 49ers, right? So it puts him in that position. But you still feel like the Cardinals have been underwhelmed, right? Like they haven't really lived up to expectations thus far. But if Cliff is only – if you're calling to question his on-field tactics and now you're starting to question his ability to manage personality traits, that leads you to start thinking about if they don't hit their stride, he's going to be gone.
Well, I think you have to wonder if they miss the playoffs, what – people in Arizona, the Arizona fan base will feel about Cliff Kingsbury. Kyler Murray's there to stay for at least another couple years before that would even become a conversation. But as you look at their opponents moving forward, their next four, five, six games is as tough as they get. They got the Vikings, the Seahawks, the Rams, the 49ers, the Chargers, and the Patriots. I don't care where you're playing those teams at. That's tough.
I think that's a solid schedule, but
no.
Vikings
no.
are good. Seahawks have played well.
Seahawks,
the Rams have kind of been up and down.
Both of those teams, and the Seahawks and the Rams, they're in the division.
Yeah,
that's a tough one.
Yeah, it's division.
And then
division
the 49ers is tough one.
Now it's even tougher.
The Chargers are a tough one.
Always.
And no young little quarterback goes
right,
and beats
taken.
Up on Bill Belichick.
Point taken. Point taken.
It just Bill Belichick, Cliff Kingsbury.
Well, and so at the end of the day, if your quarterback doesn't back you when it's all said and done, who got the biggest contract there, what situation does that leave Cliff Kingsbury in?
Yeah, but I don't necessarily know that Kyler Murray wouldn't back him.
No, but
Cliff Kingsbury is 26-28-1 in 4 years in one playoff appearance that he was smashed by the Rams and went on to win the Super Bowl.
You want to hear from Cliff Kingsbury about this?
Absolutely. Is he on my phone?
Yeah, but let's play it for everyone.
He said I didn't look good on TV, acting that fiery. So he said, I don't know, this is a Gen Z thing. You're on TV, so calm down. I'm like, I like showing emotion.
Wait, Coach is saying.
Gen Z thing?
Gen Z. Generation Z, I guess.
I know what Gen Z means.
I know you're not up to the. I know you're not up on the lingo.
Gen Z means.
Jay.
Well, explain to me what Gen Z is,
Gen
I don't know.
Gen stands for generation.
Okay. So that's a Gen Z thing that, you know, young players tell coaches to calm down because it's on TV.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Okay, you know, I remember
quick, guys,
when
sorry, am I wrong for thinking that they're still angry at each other? Those two sound bites, when you play them, they do not sound like two guys who are on the same page and, like, happy to be working with each other.
Well, it's the end of a game. It's not today. It's the end of a game, and it's a calming down period that has to take place. I do believe that they do get along. I do believe that Kyler Murray respects Cliff Kingsbury, but he also realizes that Cliff Kingsbury hasn't taken him to where he needs to. And a lot of the times, a lot of it falls on Kyler Murray's shoulders as far as the blame goes because he got the biggest bag. Cliff Kingsbury gets some of the bag, but he gets some of the blame.
It may be a reach, guys. I just noticed the Cardinals, we saw this with Josh Allen, with Diggs. We saw this all over the league when you go get the top receiver, Jamar Chase, whoever it is. And we see how that could change the fortunes of a team around when you find out about the quarterback and if he can perform, you know, oh, look at this all of a sudden. Tyreek Hill with Tua. And it goes on and on and on.
Yes.
So here we have DeAndre Hopkins back. Just like that, Arizona wins the game. I know there were pick sixes and everything, but they were losing all the home games. DeAndre Hopkins got targeted 10 times, had over 100 yards. They won the game. Maybe at some level, Kyler Murray, as the game's going on, going, oh, wait a minute. When this guy gets back, it's a lot easier. What's Coach doing for me in the meantime? Right?
No, I don't think it's
no,
like that.
Because
you would think it's a reach.
Yeah, it's a bit of a reach.
I just look at the DeAndre correlation.
DeAndre Hopkins had a good game. There's no question about it for a guy who had been off 6 weeks. He contributed. But there were many faults by the New Orleans Saints that had the football in the red zone multiple times in the first half and was coming away with nothing. They couldn't score touchdowns. Mm. They were moving the football up and down the field on Arizona, but could not come away with anything. Mm-hmm. And they have a depleted secondary. So a win is a win is a win, Jay. But at the end, I don't think Arizona's going anywhere.
What do you mean by going anywhere?
I don't think they're going anywhere. I think they're still going to be a seven-type win team.
Well, that's why I said that. I think Coach Kingsbury's on thin ice here. Right? Because, I mean, you do get D-Hop back. You do have questions around Kyler Murray. But nobody's questioning the talent that's on the field. It's about how the talent is coached.
I remember how Gen X came to be. Did you know that, Jay? I remember how the phrase came out.
Gen X, what year is Gen X?
It was the 13th. I remember there was an article in a magazine about it. That's when Gen X. No, not now. Before anyone was saying Gen X, there was an article in a magazine, maybe like New Yorker or something like that, about how this is the 13th generation born in America. If you go back to the beginning of America. And because people don't like to say 13, like they skip it in elevators and stuff, right? It's unlucky. They called it Gen X. Hmm. That's why it was Gen X. And since then, it was Y and Z. So now we're in Gen Z. I wanted
Thank
to bring
you
that
for
up.
The history lesson.
Because you didn't know what I was saying before when I said Gen Z.
No, I knew what Gen Z
Gen stands
meant.
For generation.
Yes.
And Z is the generation we're in.
Max, why is there water outside?
Oh, in the river, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, it's a long story, Kia. Originally, people thought maybe the elements for water came from extraterrestrial comets and everything, but yes. And there's underwater seas in the Earth too, so maybe they came up from the Earth's crust. It's hard to say exactly.
Yeah. Max-plaining. That should be a new segment.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. On the losing side of last night's high-scoring game, maybe surprisingly high-scoring, should the Saints be sellers?
I think let's see what happens against the Raiders. They play the Raiders at home. If they can beat the Raiders, then no. But if they can't beat the Raiders, then they fall to 2-6 mm-hmm. on the season. Although you look at the division is 3-3. You know, obviously the Panthers and Saints are kind of pulling up the rear, but the Saints are not completely out of it. They can still win the division. But if you're 2-6, you've already lost to the Panthers. You essentially, the Buccaneers, you essentially would be 3 games behind them. So I would think, yeah, why not? Because that window may be closing on the New Orleans Saints. They're getting a little bit older. You know, they got a new head coach.
Whose contracts are up, Key?
I don't think anybody's necessarily contracts are up. Some of the guaranteed money that some of the guys have has already been given to them. They, that part of it is up. Some of the salary cap ramifications, numbers are down. But when you start thinking of guys, right, Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas,
I'm a Giants fan.
Jarvis Landry.
Would Michael
those
Thomas
dudes are just getting older right, and they deserve an opportunity.
Michael Thomas. Would Michael Thomas be open to catching passes from Daniel Jones
in
New York?
I think he would be open to catching passes from anybody if he gets healthy. Mm. I mean, he just wants to get healthy first and foremost.
How long is that going to take, you think?
He's been out a couple weeks now. So, you know, usually when you're out a couple weeks, that means they didn't put him on IR. So they didn't put him on IR.
So
they expect for him to come back. Yeah. They expect for him to come back at some point.
It always comes down to one name for me when it relates to the Saints. I mean, is Jameis Winston that guy? Is he the guy? If you're Jarvis Landry, if you're Michael Thomas, if you're Alvin Kamara, are you sitting there looking at Jameis Winston saying, I have confidence and faith that you could be the dude that gets us to the promised land?
He ain't done it because yet. He's been in the league a long time. He hasn't done it yet.
If you don't, then chances are then there should be a fire sale.
Well, it's not necessarily should be a fire sale. It's just more about having some of the veteran guys that are there have an opportunity.
Yeah, but do you have faith in Jameis Winston, Key?
I do have faith in him, but I haven't seen him.
But that's starting to become my point, though.
That's a theme, huh?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him.
That's an ongoing theme for a while now. Like, I haven't seen him. Like,
when was he drafted? What year? It's been a minute.
Whatever year Mariota was drafted.
This yeah, right. He was one, and Mariota was two.
Year.
Yeah, they're
eight years in the league.
They're Gen Z.
Gen Z.
Yeah.
Gen is generation, just so you know. Z is
8 years. I mean, yeah. 8 years?
Yeah, this is 8 for him.
He came in Gen Y. It's already Gen Z.
So when did we get
right,
to
Right, because he did five. He did five. Damn. He did five in Tampa.
Tampa, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And three in, is yeah, it three New Orleans. In New
yeah.
Orleans?
Yeah.
So this is the eighth
this
or
is
ninth
third,
year.
This is the third one in New Orleans.
This is it. So it's 8.
Wow.
It's a long time. Like, the odds that he's going to now be a franchise quarterback after almost a decade in the league, it doesn't look good. And I know it may be injury, but maybe just injury prone.
I mean, you start looking at it, if you are like a general manager for that team.
If you are what you say you are.
You're looking at it saying, all right, we are aging. Like, you know, we don't – does it make sense to start a rebuild?
I don't care about any of that except I want a number one receiver on the Giants, and Michael Thomas seems like it would make sense for them to move on from Michael Thomas. And because he's coming off an injury, hey, Saints, we'd like a little discount on him.
As long as he's healthy,
yep,
he could certainly help the New York Giants, and as long as they give him a new contract, he could certainly help the New York Giants.
Yeah, right. 100%. New contract, of course.
And he's going to bring a lot of passion and fire to a stale offense along with Saquon Barkley. He's going to block. He's going
to
do all that.
And you can make sure get him. Real talk that he's on the field, man.
You don't have to give up as much for him now as you would have to have given up before he got. Like, the fact that he got hurt actually helps the Giants in a deal if they want to try to trade for him.
Well, a lot of teams, when you start to look at it, the Carolina Panthers have started to look at making household changes with them. They got rid of Robbie Anderson. They just got rid of Christian McCaffrey. They now are probably going to take a look at DJ Moore. Probably take a look at Shaq Thompson. There's a lot of different pieces, and you've compiled, you stackpile those draft picks. Now you can go play in the real world, and it becomes attractive to a new head coach in Carolina.
Of all of those pieces, though, on the Saints, like, again, the quarterback, everyone knows how important the quarterback is and the coach, but the alpha receiver, DeAndre Hopkins just got back. They're off an 8-game home losing schneid, right? Joe Burrow, they got Ja'Marr Chase. He's in the Super Bowl, a pass away from winning the Super Bowl that year. Josh Allen just took over the universe. They got him a number one receiver. Look around the marketplace. There are two legit number one receivers you would think maybe could be available. One is Michael Thomas. One is DeAndre Hopkins. That's it. There's a premium on those guys. Jarvis Landry's nice. This one's nice. A good running back's nice. But not like a number one receiver, especially when you're trying to find out about a young quarterback.
Well, see, when there's an issue like a Stephon Diggs who didn't see eye to eye with the Minnesota Vikings front office, you can move him. That's not the case with Mikey. Mikey loves being in New Orleans. He loves playing with the Saints. The only issue that I have with it is, where are they going? Like, that's me as an outsider. It's like, where are they going right now? I picked them to win the Super Bowl. Now it's like, well, that's not going to happen. And it, you know, unless all of a sudden some magical miracle happens in the next week and then they just all of a sudden get extremely healthy and go on an amazing run. Mm. Otherwise, they're going to be watching with us.
So, meantime, obviously, you were talking about the Panthers. McCaffrey's on the 49ers. McCaffrey, that'd be one thing if he was just a running back. But he's really a running back receiver, a hybrid type guy. Yeah. You can line him up all over the place. This is what he said on Twitter, McCaffrey. I'm forever grateful for all the people who have helped make these past 5.5 years so special for me. This was Friday morning. This morning he posted it on Twitter. Quote, thank you from the bottom of my heart, Carolina. I will always love you. Hashtag keep pounding.
Yes, and meanwhile, I'm off to a playoff team, yeah, maybe the Super Bowl, and I actually know the people who's coaching me.
In the nick of time, because a running back, you know, the shelf life ain't that long, and he's still real good when he's on the field.
Well, his shelf life is different, though.
Because he's not running just
This isn't Brandon Jacobs. This is not just boop, 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 boop.
Between
this
the tackles.
It's a little bit different.
He can do it, but that's not what he's doing on every play.
He does everything. Yeah. He touches the football in many different ways.
But, man, we just came off a conversation about Michael Thomas and his health. I mean, you have to question the health of CMC. Like, will he be there when it's all said and done later in the season?
He will. He's had some injuries in the past, like a lot of players do. But I think you can't – if you're trading for somebody, you cannot worry about their health when you're doing that at that moment. You can't be like, I hope he stays healthy.
No,
it is what it is.
This has been back-to-back seasons in which he's had injuries that have required him to be out.
And clearly, they felt like he could stay healthy because guess what they did? They gave up a lot to get him.
That's what I'm saying. They gave the
What did they give? Yeah, I'll tell you.
While you're looking for that, in 2019,
I don't have it anymore.
He rushed for 1,387 yards and 15 touchdowns. Another 1,005 yards receiving with 4 touchdowns. The dude went from scrimmage almost 2,400 yards almost with 19 touchdowns.
Yeah, my scouting evaluation on him was
this dude was because he's 210, but he could run between the tackles. He can catch passes. He can do all types of stuff.
Yeah, and I saw him at Stanford for the entire 3 years he was there. That's what I said. I was like,
he was incredible.
I was like, this touchdown Tommy Vardell.
So do this for me, too.
They gave up a 2, a 3,
a four, and a five
in 2024.
Yeah.
So with everything being the way it is right now,
yeah,
let's rank the top 5 teams in the NFC. So understanding that CMC is now going to the 49ers, we have the Eagles number 1. You put in 49ers number 2?
Are we predicting going forward, or are we saying at this moment?
At this moment.
At this moment? Got to be the Eagles 1.
So it's Eagles.
Eagles 49ers?
Nah, no? I'm not going to put the 49ers because the 49ers defense is not good. Right
yeah, but
now.
Only because so they're banged up.
They're banged up.
But you know they're getting those pieces.
I'm going to go Eagles, Cowboys, Vikings. Minnesota, Giants,
wow.
49ers. No. Rams, 49ers. Is that 5 teams or 6?
6.
That's it.
Packers.
I can't right now.
So the Giants.
They under them.
Giants.
Just based on how they played so far.
Yeah. So the Giants are playing well. Are the Giants better than the 49ers now that the 49ers got CMC? I'm not so sure.
Well, the Giants at quarterback, I'd say the value is similar. At running back, it's similar. At receiver, the Niners have an edge. And defensively, when healthy, the Niners have an edge, but they're not healthy
right
now.
Yeah, when they're healthy defensively, they're going to go in front of a lot of
people. But that's what I'm saying. I would buy stock in the 49ers before I would buy stock in the Giants as it relates to where they are.
One thing to keep in mind with the Giants is Thibodeau is just getting warmed up. And that's going
to
really have an effect.
I need to see
that
more consistently,
man. They have guys who, when they're on the field, that might turn into a very good defense.
You're hedging on the upside for Thibodeau. I need to see a little bit more. A little bit more from him before I start hedging on, I bet.
Oh, ye of little faith.
No, I have a lot of faith.
I have a
Elijah
lot
Moore,
of faith.
Elijah Moore, speaking of receivers, Jay, Elijah Moore requested a trade from the Jets.
I'm out of here.
Did he handle that situation right?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance and available not only on the radio or Sirius XM Channel 80 or ESPNU, the podcast, you know, on your smart speaker, but on the ESPN app. You can listen live. Listen live feature on the ESPN app. New York Jets wide receiver, second-round pick from a couple years ago, Elijah Moore, frustrated by his lack of involvement in the offense, requested a trade Thursday. A person familiar with the situation confirmed to ESPN. Basically said, if you don't give me the damn ball, might as well trade me. Moore's request, first reported by NFL Network, came on a day in which he was sent home before practice for what the team called a, quote, personal day. Coach Robert Saleh, in brief comments to reporters on the field, said Moore was excused because of a family issue. The Jets are not considering a trade, a source said. The NFL trade deadline is November 1st. It is now October 21st, so figure it out. Not even 2 weeks away. Key, how do you think Moore has handled this situation so far?
I mean, look, I wrote a book. And just give me the damn ball. But it's a little bit different. They're winning on the three-game winning streak.
You were 1-15.
I'm a little disappointed the way he handled it, but he's young, so I give him a little bit of an excuse. I also want to know what his camp is. Who represents him? Where's his agent? Where's his lawyers, his buddies, people like that? Because when you are winning, you're not going to get the benefit of the doubt from people because they're going to say you're complaining, you're spoiled, you're disrupting the team chemistry, all of those sort of things. And I know when you're frustrated when you want to get the football. You want to be a part of something. You don't want to just be a cardboard cutout and feeling like they're not utilizing you. And I can almost promise you, Max, without even knowing, I don't know Elijah Moore. I would love to talk to him. I'm actually trying to get his phone number as we speak. That the coaches have talked to him and shown him things that made him believe that he was going to be a part of a game plan. And then it didn't happen. And it gets to be frustrating.
Because in your experience, that's when a guy asks for a trade?
Oh, absolutely. Because they keep telling you.
Yeah, it's had to happen multiple times.
Yeah, it's happened.
For sure.
Whether it's in practice, whether it's in a game plan, and you're looking at the game plan, and you're like, oh, I'm going to get the ball here. They're going to call this. And you go into a game, and nothing's ever called. Or it's target. You're targeting, and you're looking at it, and you're like, oh, wait a minute, man. I know I was open. And they're not getting him the football. They're not specifically throwing him the football. And so because of that, it wears on you. And you got people like you asking him questions and, Jay, man, how come they not utilizing you, dog? And it just plays in your young mind.
Well, you saw that when the way he responded, he quote tweeted somebody. I think it was Rich
Cimini. He got some stuff, though.
Because Rich was talking about the fact that he hasn't been targeted. And he's like, well, you know, he started getting into it, but he's like, I don't want to air out all the dirty laundry here on social media. I guess so. If I were to have a problem with not being utilized or targeted the right way, Key, and I have been, you know, told multiple times that we are going to build you into what our strategy is, and it hasn't happened, you just got to go directly to the source. You got to go to Joe Douglas, and you got to say, look, man, I get that things have changed. We're winning. I'm happy that we're winning, but this is not the right move for me in my career. I need you to move me. I need you to move me. And like, if your agent can't have that conversation with management, you need to have that conversation with management.
Why couldn't your agent?
Oh, I'm just saying, for whatever reason, your agent couldn't do it. Because I would tell my agent, hey, number one, like, I need you to reiterate this and stay on top of it. But I need to have that relationship with my general manager to talk to him openly like that.
And all that's cool. The problem is they're winning.
Yeah, but
that's selfish.
Whether you're winning or not. But
that's selfish.
Okay, that's how it's least going to be perceived.
But by the way,
that's selfish, though, Jay.
But we live in it's always selfish when it comes down to your business.
Yeah, but we winning.
I hear you. But
if we were losing,
well, is it selfish?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not selfish to say, even if we are winning, if my stats are getting hurt and my career, my money is being hurt by it. That's what I'm saying. How you have the conversation matters. Like, for it to be aired out this way, that's bad. But for you to have private conversations, that's not bad.
See, I played it, the position. I've been in these situations on multiple teams and multiple situations. I deem that part of it selfish. Okay?
But Jay, this is what you said made me think. There's a difference in my view between selfish and self-interested. So self-interested would be, listen, if they don't target me, this is going to affect my money, da-da-da-da-da, and I can't trust what they're saying anymore because they keep telling me one thing and doing another.
Fair.
Selfish would be, now I don't care about anyone else. I'm going to make this a problem. See, it seems to me. He's not trying to make a problem. He just wants to, if it's going to be this way, let me get out of here.
Yeah, coach, that's fair. Yeah. That's 100% fair. If they are, which I suspect they have told this young man, either verbally or showing him on game plans or using him in practice where he thinks going into a game, this is my week. You know, it's like you fly people to the game. Jay, you know, as a player.
Oh, it's the worst thing.
You got everybody at the game. You're like, they like, man, what happened to these?
Got targeted
like,
twice. Yeah.
They like, man, what the hell is going on with dude and him? You like, man, I can't. I'm just telling you from first hand experience. You got that look. You like, I ain't even showered. I just put on my clothes and I'm out.
Next thing you know, Rich Kotite's out of there, and here comes Bill Parcells.
Well, it's not even that. I've been, like I said, Bill got it. He understood. For us to be good, that number 19.
Tell the story what you said earlier about the media asking Bill Parcells when he first got there. Kotite had a 1-15 team. You were the number one pick in the draft, and you wrote a book. Just throw me the damn ball. And the media asked Bill Parcells, "What about that book?" And what did he say?
Oh well, Sal Powell asked Bill about my book, and they were worried. They wanted to know, was Bill going to trade me or move me, Jay? And Bill was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not getting ready to do nothing but get him to play.
But see, Key had a huge benefit, though, because he knew where he was drafted that at the end of the day, Richie Kotite was no longer going to be there, right?
Yeah,
it was a matter of time.
Yeah, easy time.
So if you're Elijah Moore and this team is winning, where's Robert Saleh isn't going anywhere.
That's why I don't think it's selfish for him to say, I'm not trying to blow anything up. I'm not trying to cause a problem for anyone. I'm just saying, like, I
just
want to
get away from
self-interested, you know?
He want to get away from the tricks that's being played.
Yeah, or just like.
And I get it.
If I'm not going to be a part of it, that's fine. I don't want to make a problem. I just need to look out for my own interest without hurting anybody else.
Which is
get out of here.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Just do it a different way.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, the way this one gets blown up, it's not good.
When you put it out there on that social media, you put it out there in that public, it's going to get scrutinized. That's the part that I don't like, because now we have to have a conversation about him being selfish. You know?
By the way, you know how this game is played, man. Key, yeah. You know, we got people that talk to different media people.
Yeah.
You start having them drop nuggets.
I'm a social media maven.
But he got some stuff, though.
I'm hanging out with Jay. I'm a social media maven now. Ask me anything.
Yeah, Elijah Moore got some stuff. Mm-hmm. He got some he got some stuff.
Yes, I'd like him on the Giants. We could use a receiver.
You want everybody on the Giants.
Yeah, anyone who can catch the ball. Yeah, get some separation and catch the ball.
Max, like what does NFT stand for, since you're a maven?
It is a naturally functioning.
What is it? It's something token, right?
Yeah, it's a non-fungible token.
Yeah, non-fungible token.
Yates say you're turning the Giants into the Knicks.
Somebody
Every
bought
free
one,
agent. We'll take you.
Somebody
we
bought
you.
One of those NFTs for like a lot of money, and it's worth like $10 now.
It was
how about the ones you bought for $10?
One of the Paul brothers.
They were worth a lot of money, and you sold it.
Yeah,
you
if you had to get in and out, though, this is the type of thing. This is
I don't know nobody that has, but oh well.
Yes, you do know somebody who has.
Well, see, that's he's slick.
Yes, he's very slick.
Yeah, I learned from the best. You too.
I don't.
Yeah. So I don't know if we are the best. We're in third place in the ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge, and we're trying to chase down Greeny now. Gonna have to come to a consensus of who we like this week if we want to get back into this thing.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Grab the mic, Paul. I want to talk to you about one of your little performances.
Over here, Paul. Over here, just grab this one.
Paul, what's your last name again? Remind me.
Campione.
Yeah. Campione. Paul Campione, our stage manager, I guess. What would be the thing?
Yeah, stage manager, A2, whatever you need.
Paul's led a very interesting life. He's been on Broadway. He's, what else have you done?
You been on Oprah?
Yeah, a little Oprah, Jenny.
What
Jones,
were you on Oprah for?
Yeah, a little singing, a little Elvis impersonator when I was a kid.
What?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Come on, give me some right now. I need to hear this.
Oh, listen.
Well, since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. Well, down at the end of Lonely Street, to KJM, I'll tell you, you better watch it.
He's light on his feet. Now he danced ballet. He danced ballet. What else?
Oh yeah, I was a theater major. We had a theater group, performed Tony and Tina's Wedding. We did some
Tony and Tina's Wedding was like a hit in New York. On, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, what we want a little Frank Sinatra. We normally do.
Yeah, give me some Frankie.
All right, we'll do a. I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. All right, that's enough.
Yeah, he's got it. All
right. This guy's super talented. Very what are you doing as A2?
Hey, what's going on?
He has to pay rent, man. It's not easy to make a living.
Production. It's all production. It pays the bills.
He's got my NFT. He's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up about the NFT.
I just made
already.
An NFT on that moment right there. Non-fungible token.
I really thought when they sent the group text around, it was a video. I thought somebody was just saying, oh, he looks like Paul. I didn't really know it was Paul on the, what show was it? The Gong Show? What was it?
Oprah.
Oprah.
So wait, did you have showbiz parents or what was it?
No, I just like doing it since I was a kid. I just liked Elvis, old time music. I asked to go out to Memphis when I was like 7 years old.
So how'd you get into it? Did you have an agent as a kid? Like how did you wind up on Oprah?
We went down to Memphis as a kid. They had an Elvis impersonator contest when I was like 3 years old. I was down there. I was like, I want to go sing. I performed, and I came in like the top 10, like as a little kid, as an Elvis impersonator. So like, I kept going down every summer.
You ought to look this guy up.
I was actually Vegas. Childhood friends with Bruno Mars when he was a kid. Me and him were there when we were younger, obviously. He came, and we were both kids.
What?
Swear to God. Look it up. You can see. He was an Elvis impersonator.
Bruno Mars or Kyle Murray?
Bruno's the AD on Greeny, by the way. No one knows about this. Right or wrong?
That was pretty much it. Got into entertaining. And
do you have an agent now? You should do.
No agent. I just did it for fun. Did performing.
Can you do the Elvis dance too? I mean, I'm not asking you to do it, but can you do the? Is it the whole?
Of course, I do the whole thing, man. Yeah,
he took ballet for how many years?
You're
hired
at Jay's next birthday.
Listen, you got a birthday party. I'll be there.
How many years you take ballet, Paul?
4 years. 4 years. Ballet, tap, jazz, all that stuff. For theater major. Come on, what do you want me to do?
Very talented guy. I have no skills. This guy has all the skills in the world. What's going on?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bit off. Come on, Paul. More than I could chew.
Now, I want you guys to tell me the difference. You just heard Frank. Paul, get in there.
What do you want to say?
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. Yeah.
Frank Sinatra got a million good ones.
This guy is Paulie's incredible. Are you kidding me?
So in other words, he should be sitting like at the Four Seasons Hotel with the piano.
With the piano. Oh, that's who he
Do you play piano?
No, I don't.
You got to learn the piano course. Now.
The kazoo. That's all I got.
The kazoo.
This guy.
The recorder, maybe?
No instruments. But we'll get a band together. Don't worry.
All right, we'll get
we'll
a
go
band.
On tour. It's four of us.
Perfect.
That's so cool.
All right. Yo. Let's do the
that
ESPN.
Song is bomb, though.
It is.
Oh, my God. My way?
Yeah, we clinched the divisional title to go to the AFC championship game. We're walking off the field. You know, they're planning in the stadium. Jet fans are crazy.
Way.
Words I really feel, and not the ones of those who kneel. Come on, man. I did it my way. All right. Colts at Titans.
New Yorkers.
We have to do the ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge. We have, like, you know, 5 minutes here.
Go!
Week 7 games, guys. Colts at Titans. The Titans are 2.5-point favorites at home.
Why do we have to pick this game? It's horrible.
No, but what are we going to do here?
I'm going to take the Colts. I think the Colts... I like the Colts. I just do.
You don't believe it. I'm taking the Titans.
I like the Colts. I like Matt Ryan. I like him throwing that dime at the end of the game last week.
You're on opposite sides of this, so therefore it is up to me. So make your cases. Let me see who I believe.
I like the Colts and Matt Ryan. He's a better quarterback to me than Ryan Tannehill.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that anymore, though. Still?
I think he still is.
Jay?
At the end of the day, I trust in Mike Vrabel to build the right defensive scheme to stop Matt Ryan. I mean, he's one of the most sacked quarterbacks there is in the NFL, by the way.
You know what? It's a toss-up. I'll take the home team. I'm going to take the Titans because they're at home.
All right.
Well, so there's one.
Let y'all do it.
Go ahead. Win by a field goal.
Look, Jay, just do it yourself.
See, yeah, I'm going to take my ball and go home. That's it. I played in the league 11 years. What do you guys know?
You don't agree with me? I quit.
Seahawks at Chargers. The Chargers are 5.5-point favorites, but the Seahawks have been, you know, with Geno Smith, been one of the better quarterbacks in football this year. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I like the Chargers, though. I think the Chargers, despite the struggles at times with the coach and Brandon Staley and some of his decision-making, I just like the Chargers at home, even though it's not really a home. It's really the Rams' home that they're renting, and the fans will be more Seahawk fans in the stadium than the Charger fans. The Chargers have the better quarterback.
Coming off that game against Denver, where Justin Herbert did not throw for a touchdown, I think we're going to see an explosion from him. I mean, he threw that one pick, but I think we're going to see an explosion from Justin Herbert. I'm with Key. I'll take Chargers.
I'm with both of you. Plus, you give me a 6'6 quarterback with long hair and a laser arm. Jesus.
Long hair, laser arm, tight suit.
You sound like you're attracted to that.
I love it. Runs around, too. Oh, I love it.
Long hair, laser arm.
That's right.
You guys talking about me?
Sports.
talking about
Pat Costello. Oh, it's James.
It's Jamie.
No, it's Jamie.
It's Jamie. That's right. All right, so we're all on the Chargers.
Jamester.
They're -5.5 favorites. All right. The Chiefs are favored by 2.5 points on the road against the Niners. McCaffrey's apparently going to play in this game.
Even if he plays in the game, I got the Chiefs. I got the Chiefs. Banged up secondary, banged up defensive front. I'm going with the Chiefs on this one.
Yeah, I'll go with the Chiefs too.
Agreed, because of what you just said, because it's a bad defense or a banged up defense, the wrong formula against this Chiefs offense, against Patrick Mahomes. So the Chiefs to cover -2.5.
This is a Super Bowl rematch.
Yeah.
Ooh. Right?
From a million years ago, yeah.
Is this the first time they played against each other since the Super Bowl, Pat?
Couldn't be.
I mean, James?
Could it be?
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Hold on. How many years
ago
How
do we not know this? I figured,
James, don't worry. This is your team.
Not only that, it's still Garoppolo against Mahomes.
That's why I mentioned it. Super
good
Bowl
point.
Matchup.
Andy I don't know Reed why you criticize him for that point. It's a good
what
point
are you
in
talking
the end,
about? Jay. Yes, Jay, what do you mean?
Who's criticizing what? What just happened?
I don't know. You acted like it wasn't
the
a good point.
Why would the champ criticize me?
I don't know. What? Oh,
the
ooh.
Champ. Why would you criticize
50
me?
50-0.
I like being called the champ.
You're the champ.
Keyshawn, it was in four downs that this was the first meeting between the
yeah,
two
but
teams
then Pat Costello said, hey, I don't have to remember everything.
Right.
So I don't want to remember.
He always listens to Pat Costello.
It was Pat's fault.
I mean,
that's
some
right.
Remembering some things would be nice, though.
I just remembered it.
He did just remember it.
At the end of the show, perfect timing. Better
so, guys,
than ever.
It's not quite the end of the show yet.
The champ.
We have 2 minutes left.
So
can I ask a question real quick that we've all been wondering? Are you guys all wearing sweatpants?
No.
I am.
Yes, I am.
I am not.
All right.
I have a long day here at Seaport, though. I need to be comfortable. I got Max Unboxing. I
and
got
it was cold.
This just in.
It was cold for me outside.
You walk different in the sweats than you do with your suits in this just in, by the way. You walk different in than you do in the suits.
How do I walk?
Stiff
you look
suit.
Very Mac Jones in your suits.
Okay.
Yeah, that ain't too, Jay. Yeah.
And I'm and who am I in my sweats? Lamar Jackson? What do you mean different?
Kind of.
I see.
Yeah, a little bit more Lamar Jackson swag to you.
A little more Lamar in the sweats and Mac Jones as well. I mean, if you had to say which one's the sweats and which one's the suit,
there you go.
I guess you would say that's the personification of the suit versus the sweats, right?
Why do we have water out there, Max?
Do you really want to know? Well,
why do
the
you
question
why do you
as
ask
to
this?
How the
because
Earth?
Because he will explain anything.
Yeah. Anything you need to know.
If you ask him why is the light so bright, he will take.
Want to know why the sky is blue?
We call it Maxplaining.
You want to know why the sky is blue? Would you like to know?
Well, it's only blue if you say it's blue. Because if I say it was blue, you would say no, it's not blue. It's a different color, and here's why. You would go.
The sky is black.
You know.
Oppositional.
It's one of those deals.
No. Contrary.
It's all. It's like one of those deals. You go into the ice tray.
Yeah.
You get the ice from the same tray I get it from.
No. Right.
Yours might be colder than mine, even though it's the same tray.
Oh, is that right? Some people think it is?
Yes, some people would think
that. I see. I see.
Yours is better than mine, even though it's the same.
I have a question that Keenan and I need an answer to.
What's that?
When you're playing
pool?
Pool. Thanks, Key.
That's what that's called.
Yeah,
pool.
That's what that's called. Pool. Nobody else can see it.
I hope that was the sign for pool anyway. Go ahead. Yes.
Jeez.
Go ahead.
Friday.
Not pooling.
Why is a cue ball white and why is it not the black ball in the last?
Do you have to ask?
I'm asking you.
By the way, that's not even the question. The question is in chess. Why do the white pieces always move first?
I know that answer.
I don't know because I don't know chess.
However, I will say this.
Oh, I know.
White pieces go first.
I will say this. Occasionally, black means good, right? Even in this culture where you're in the black. In the black, it means you don't owe money.
Don't keep saying that because they're going to change it.
Yeah, but by the way, they still don't make it in the – by the
way. It's not in the red.
In the red. It's not in the white.
It's not in the white.
You know what it was? The man was sitting there and he said, fine, we'll make in the black mean a good thing. But we're not going to make in the white mean a bad thing. We'll make another color.
Just remember what I told you, man.
Yes.
Wrong with us.
Your ice is always colder than mine, even though they come out of the same tray.
Little colder.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why people prefer your ice.
My little colder.
That's why
Eric Bieniemy finds that out every year.
You were supposed to work to be like, look how classy he is.
Presented by Progressive Insurance.
Why are those guys
I hope
like
we're
that?
Back Monday. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.